接下来是读经的时间。
Now it's time for Bible reading.
今天的读经的经文是在《使徒行传》二十章十七到三十八节。
Today's Bible reading is in Acts chapter 20, verse 17 to 37.
请大家来听我读。
Please listen to me.
新约圣经《使徒行传》二十章十七到三十八节。保罗从米利都打发人往以弗所去，请教会的长老来。他们来了，保罗就说：你们知道，自从我到亚细亚的日子以来，在你们中间始终为人如何，服侍主，凡事谦卑，眼中流泪，又因犹太人的谋害经历试炼。你们也知道，凡与你们有益的，我没有一样避讳不说的，或在众人面前，或在个人家里，我都教导你们，又对犹太人和希腊人证明，当向神悔改，信靠我主耶稣基督。现在我往耶路撒冷去，心甚迫切，不知道在那里要遇见什么事，但知道圣灵在各城里向我指示，说有捆锁与患难等着我，我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。我素常在你们中间来往，传讲神国的道。如今我晓得，你们以后都不得再见我的面了。所以，我今日向你们证明，你们中间无论何人死亡，罪不在我身上。因为神的旨意，我并没有一样避讳不传给你们的。圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己血所买来的。我知道我去之后，必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间，不爱惜羊群，就是你们中间也必有人起来说悖谬的话，要引诱门徒跟从他们。所以你们应当警醒，纪念我三年之久昼夜不住的流泪，劝诫你们个人。如今我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道，这道能建立你们，叫你们和一切成圣的人同得基业。我未曾贪图一个人的金银衣服，我这两只手常供给我和同用的人需用，这是你们自己知道的。我凡事给你们做榜样，叫你们知道这样应当这样劳苦，扶助软弱的人，又当纪念主耶稣的话，说施比受更为有福。保罗说完了这话，就跪下同众人祷告，众人痛哭，抱着保罗的颈项和他亲嘴。叫他们最伤心的就是他说以后不能再见我的面那句话，于是送他上船去了。接下来的时间交给爱保罗牧师。
Now it's time for Pastor Paul's message.
圣诞节是一个收礼物和送礼物的时候。
But which is better, giving or receiving?
但是哪个更好呢？是给呢还是收呢？
We can gain some valuable insights by considering two lists of property laws.
我们看一下两套关于财产所有的这样一个十项法则呢，可能会得到一些启发。
The first list is called the 10 property laws of toddlers.
第一套呢，就是孩子们的财产所有权的这种法则。
And this is how toddlers decide what they own and what other toddlers own.
这就是小孩子们他们认为什么东西是应该是属于他们的。
Number one.
第一个就是。
If I like it, it's mine.
我喜欢它就是我的。
Number two.
第二个。
If it's in my hand, it's mine.
它在我手里就是我的。
Three. If I can take it from you,It's mine.
如果我能把它从你那里拿来，就是我的。
Number four, if I had it a little while ago, it's mine.
我已经拿了它有一段时间了，那它就是我的。
Number five, if it's mine, it must never appear to be yours in any other way.
如果是我的，那绝对不可能是你的。
Number six, if I'm doing or building something, all the pieces are mine.
如果我在做一个什么东西的话，那所有的这些东西都是我的。
Number seven, if it looks just like mine, it's mine.
看起来就像我的，所以就是我的。
Number eight, if I saw it first, it's mine.
如果我先看着的，就是我的。
Number nine, if you are playing with something and you put it down, it automatically becomes mine.
如果你在玩，但是你又放下了，那这就是自然而然的就是我的。
And then number ten, if it's broken, it's yours.
如果坏了，那就是你的。
Speaking as a parent who's actually raised two toddlers, I am convinced that when my daughters were toddlers, they had memorized those laws and passionately.Enforce them.
作为一个养过两个小孩子的家长呢，我真的是知道我的两个孩子呢，他们在小的时候，他们非常的来热心的来执行这样的法则。
And from what I've observed in other toddlers, they also passionately enforce them.
当然我也看到别的孩子也是这样热心的来实行这样的法则。
And now I'd like to share with you the 10 property laws of adults.
那我想让大家来看一看关于成人的所有权法则的十项法则。
I got the 10 property laws of toddlers from the internet, but I made up the 10 property laws of adults based upon what I've observed.
我从网上呢看着小孩子十项所有权这样一个法则，那我自己呢就总结了成人对财产所有权的十项法则。
So number one.
第一个就是。
If I worked hard for it, it's mine.
如果我努力地去争取的话，那就是我的。
Number two, if I inherited it, it's mine.
如果我继承来的，那就是我的。
Number three, if I married into it, it's mine.
如果我是因为婚姻的关系得到的，那也是我的。
Number four, if I found it, it's mine.
如果是我找着的，就是我的。
Number five, if I can put it on my credit card, it's mine.
如果我能把它放在我的信用卡里面的话，那就是我的。
Number six, if I sued you for it, it's mine.
如果我为它来起诉你的话，那这也就是我的。
Number seven, if I stole it from you, it's mine.
如果我是从你那儿偷来的，那它也是我的。
Number eight, if I borrowed it from you, it's mine.
如果我是从你那里借来的，那它也是我的。
Number nine, if I'm entitled to it,It's mine.
如果是授权给我的，那就是我的。
And then number 10, if I don't like it, it's yours.
如果我不再喜欢了，那就是你的。
As you can see, adults aren't that much different from toddlers. We want more, we want better, and we want it all.
所以我们看来，成年人跟孩子也没有太大的区别。我们想要东西，我们而且要想要好的东西，而要很多的东西。
And we don't want other people to have it unless we don't want it anymore.
我们呢，除非我们不想要了，我们不希望别人能够有。
So is it really better to give or to receive?
所以到底是给好呢，还是收到好呢？
If you're a typical toddler or if you're a typical adult, you would probably honestly have to say it's better to receive than it is to give.
如果你是非常典型的孩子或者成人的话呢，你肯定会非常诚实的说呢，收比给更好。
But how would Jesus answer that question?
但是耶稣会来怎么样回答这样的问题的呢？
We can find that answer in Acts chapter 20, verse 35.
我们可以找到耶稣的回答在使徒行传二十章十五节。
The Lord Jesus himself said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."
主耶稣说施比受更为有福。
So who's right?
那谁对呢？
Is the typical toddler and the typical adult right?
那是典型的孩子或者成人对呢？
Or is Jesus actually right?
还是主耶稣对呢？
Is it more blessed to give or is it actually more blessed to receive?
是真的是施更有福呢还是受更有福？
You might say, of course it's more blessed to give than to receive. If Jesus said it, then it must be true.
那你肯定会说，那肯定是比受更为有福了。如果是主耶稣这样说的，那肯定是对的。
But do you really believe the words of Jesus?
但是你真的相信耶稣说的话吗？
Would you really prefer to give rather than receive?
你真的愿意宁愿给而不是得到吗？
Would you really rather make a net gain or a net loss when it comes to Christmas giving and receiving?
在这个 Christmas 这个圣诞节这个时候，你愿意净赚呢，还是愿意赔本？
Would you rather receive a large prize or would you rather give a large donation?
你愿意得到一大笔的钱呢，还是你愿意奉献一大笔的钱？
For example, a 2011 Lincoln Navigator costs around $57,000.
比如说呢，2011年的这个林肯导航者车呢，大概需要57,000块钱。
And according to Partners International, a Christian mission organization, it costs about $12,500 to build a church building for the Dalit, which is an untouchable people group in India.
但是根据在国际伙伴这个组织呢，他们预测呢，在印度给那些很边缘地方的人盖一个教会呢，需要12,500块钱。
So would you rather receive a $57,000 Lincoln Navigator, or would you rather give, if you actually had the money, $57,000 to Partners International so that they could build 4.5 church buildings in India?
所以你是真的是宁愿得到一个免费的57,000块钱的这样一个林肯导航者车呢，还是你愿意如果你有这么多钱的话，你愿意捐给世界伙伴组织呢，让这个组织可以在印度可以盖4.5的教会。
Now most of us probably can't spare $57,000 right now.
可能我们现在呢，很多人没有这57,000块钱来分享。
But probably many of us could spare $38 a month.
但是可能我们很多人每个月都能够有多余的38块钱。
And that's how much it costs to sponsor the education and health needs of a child in a third world country through Compassion International.
这笔钱呢，通过国际慈善组织呢，可以资助在第三世界国家的一个孩子的教育和健康的费用。
So would you rather receive $38 a month or would you rather give $38 a month to a poor child?
所以你愿意每个月收到38块钱呢，还是你愿意给出38块钱来资助一个贫穷的孩子呢？
Or let's get away from money.
那我们先不再谈钱的事情。
Would you rather receive a compliment or would you rather give a compliment?
你是宁愿得到称赞呢，还是你愿意去称赞别人？
Would you rather make somebody else a mistake, or would you rather make somebody else a success, or would you rather have somebody make you a success?
你宁愿帮助别人去成功呢，还是你靠着别人来成功？
I think one area in which many Chinese people would rather give than receive is meals at restaurants.
我知道呢，很多中国人呢，在吃饭的事情上呢，经常会慷慨解囊。
I've seen many people get close to fist fights in their desire to pay for a bill at a restaurant.
我看到很多中国人呢，为了来争这个谁付钱的事情，甚至都要打起来。
I've seen people get really sneaky at paying the bill ahead of time. They go off to the restroom and.
我也看到很多人也是借着好像是上厕所的机会呢，就偷偷摸摸的把钱预先付了。
So in many ways, a lot of Chinese people are very generous.
所以很多中国人在这方面很慷慨。
But sometimes even the arguing over who pays the bill is merely a charade.
但是很多时候呢，好像在争吵谁付钱这件事情上呢，好像也是一个表面的一种形式。
Man pays the bill and then he goes home to complain to his wife that his coworker only protested 2 times that he wanted to pay the bill.
有一个人他回家那个像跟他妻子说他的同事呢，就是在他要付钱的时候呢，他只反对了两次。
His coworker would have protested 4 or 5 times, then maybe he would have let his coworker pay the bill.
如果他同事如果要反对4、5次的话呢，那肯定他就要他同事付钱了。
So let's admit it. we really thought it was more blessed to give than to receive. We would give a lot more, and we would desire to receive a lot less.
如果我们真的是认为施比受更为有福的话呢，那我们肯定会给的更多，而不是期望可以，而不期望能收到什么。
So if getting seems so enjoyable and giving seems so miserable, is it really more blessed to give than to receive?
如果你收到让你非常高兴的话，但是你给予让你觉得很痛苦的话呢，那主耶稣为什么说施比受更为有福呢？
Why did Jesus say it was more blessed to give than receive?
为什么主耶稣说施比受更为有福呢？
I believe that we can find the answer to that question by taking a look at the context in which the Apostle Paul quoted Jesus as saying that it is more blessed to give than to receive.
我想如果我们来看一下保罗在这里讲到的，他引用主耶稣的话，所说的施比受更为有福，的这段经文。
So let's take a look at Acts chapter 20 to discover why it actually is more blessed to give than to receive.
所以让我们来看一看《使徒行传》二十章，来看看为什么施比受更为有福。
To understand this passage, it's important to understand some background information about this passage.
要明白这段经文呢，我们要首先要知道这段经文的一些背景。
The Apostle Paul is giving his farewell speech to the leaders of the church in Ephesus.
使徒保罗呢，他在离开以弗所教会的时候呢，是给以弗所教会的长老的这段临别的赠言。
Ephesus was in the land that we now call Turkey.
以弗所这个地方呢，就是现在所说的土耳其。
Paul knows that he will soon be sent to prison, and as a result, he would no longer be able to influence the people in this church anymore.
使徒保罗知道呢，他马上就被要关到监狱里了，他就不能够对教会的弟兄姐妹有再多的帮助和影响了。
So the Apostle Paul is challenging these leaders to continue the legacy that he started.
所以呢，这里保罗就鼓励教会的长老们要继续他们就像当初一样在教会的影响。
He's challenging them to make a big impact on the people.In their church.
他向他们鼓励他们呢，要在教会里面对他们的教会有一个好的影响。
His main point is that if you want to make a big impact, you need to live a lifestyle of giving rather than a lifestyle of receiving.
他主要的观点就是说，如果你真的要在教会里有一个大的影响的话，你就要过一个给予的生活方式，而不是收取的生活方式。
And at the end of his sermon, he proves that point by quoting Jesus saying that it is more blessed to give than to receive.
在他最后呢，他就引用了主耶稣说的施比受更为有福呢，来支持他这样一个论点。
But why is it more blessed to give than to receive?
但为什么施比受更为有福？
In this farewell speech to the elders, the Apostle Paul gives four blessings that a lifestyle of giving produces.
在保罗给长老们的临别话语里面呢，他阐述了过一个给予的生活方式所带来的四个祝福。
The first blessing can be found in Acts chapter 20, verse 24.
第一个祝福呢，就是在《使徒行传》二十章二十四节可以找到。
However, I consider my life worth nothing to me, if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me.The task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace.
保罗说，我却不以生命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。
The Apostle Paul lived a lifestyle of giving.
保罗呢，他过着一个给予的生活方式。
He didn't just give his money to others; he gave himself to others.
他不仅呢把他的钱给了弟兄姐妹，他甚至把他自己的生命都给了他们。
But the Apostle Paul said that it was worth it because he wanted to finish his race and he wanted to complete the task that Jesus had given him.
但是保罗呢，他知道这是值得的，因为他要跑完要跑的路程，也要完成神托付给他的职事。
In other words, the Apostle Paul said.That the reason why it was worth living a lifestyle of giving is that he could please God by completing his task.
换句话说呢，保罗他过这样一个给予的生活呢，他就是要跑完他的路程，完成神所托付给他的。
At the end of the race, the Apostle Paul wanted to hear Jesus say in heaven, "Welcome, my dear and faithful servant. You have finished the task that I have given to you."
最后呢，保罗就是希望当他在天堂的时候呢，神就会这样说，欢迎欢迎你，我的又忠心又良善的仆人，你做完了我托付给你要做的。
You will not really experience a fulfilled life if your life is consumed by trying to get more.
如果你的生活呢，就是为了自己得到更多的话呢，你就不能够经历一个完全满足的生活。
John D. Rockefeller was a millionaire, and he was once asked, "How much money would it take for you to be satisfied?"
John Rockefeller 呢，他是一个百万富翁呢。有一次呢，有人问他，你要挣多少钱你才能满足呢
？And his reply was, "A little bit more."
他的回答就是说再多一点。
You see, money is like salt water.
所以呢，你看钱就像盐水一样。
The more you have, the thirstier you get.
你喝的越多呢，反而越渴。
You will never be satisfied.
你不会满足。
There are a lot of things that money cannot buy.
我们知道钱可以买很多东西。
Wise man once said, "Money can buy a house, but not a home."
一个智慧的人他曾经说呢，钱可以买一个房子，但是并不能买一个家。
Money can buy a bed, but not sleep.
钱可以买一个床，但是并不能买睡眠。
Money can buy a clock, but not time.
钱呢可以买一个钟表，但是并不能买时间。
Money can buy a book, but not knowledge.
钱呢可以买一个书，但是并不能买到智慧。
Money can buy food, but not an appetite.
钱呢能够买到食物，但是呢并不能买来好的胃口。
Money can buy position, but not respect.
钱呢可以买到一个职位，但是呢并不能买到尊重。
Money can buy blood, but not life.
钱呢可以买来血，但是并不能买来生命。
Money can buy medicine, but not health.
钱呢可以买来医药，但是呢并不能买来健康。
Money can buy sex, but not love.
钱呢能够买来性，但是呢并不能买来爱。
Money can buy insurance, but not safety.
钱呢可以买来保险，但是呢并不能买来安全。
Ironically, the more money you give away, the more you'll feel fulfilled.
但是很有意思的是呢，你给予更多呢，你就越觉得满足。
God did not put us here in America so that we can buy the most expensive car and the most expensive house that we possibly can buy.
神把我们放在美国呢，并不是让我们可以买很贵的房子和很贵的车。
Instead, he gave us so much so that we could be a means to bless others.
相反的呢，他给予我们很多呢，就是想通过我们呢，可以给更多的人。
We were not designed to be buckets to store God's blessing in ourselves.
我们被设计的不是一个像水桶一样的，只是储存神的祝福。
Instead, we were designed to be irrigation pipes that distribute God's blessings to others.
相反的呢，我们是被设计成像一个流通管道一样，可以把神的祝福呢分给更多的人。
And since God designed us so that we would only be fulfilled when we give, we won't be fulfilled unless we are giving.
因为神就是这样造我们的，所以除非我们给，否则的话呢，我们就不能得到满足。
And so the more love you give, the more love you experience.
所以呢，你给更多的爱呢，你就会经历更多的爱。
The more joy you give, the more joy you experience.
你给予更多的欢乐呢，你也会经历更多的快乐。
The second blessing of a giving lifestyle can be found in verse 26.
第二个过一个给予的生活呢，得到的祝福呢，是在26节。
I declare to you today that I am innocent of the blood of all men.
所以我今日向你们证明，你们中间无论人何人死亡，罪不在我身上。
If you live a lifestyle of giving, the second blessing that you'll experience is the blessing of a clean conscience.
如果你过一个给予的生活的话呢，你就会经历一个有一个清洁良心的祝福。
Paul's saying that nobody could accuse him of treating them unfairly.
保罗说呢，没有人可以说他对任何人有什么不好的。
A man sent the Internal Revenue Service a letter with $100 in cash.
有一个人呢，他给那个IRS 呢寄了一封信呢，附上了100块钱的现金。
He said, "I've just become a Christian and I can't sleep at night."Because I feel guilty about cheating on my tax return.
他说呢，我刚成为一个基督徒呢，我晚上睡不好觉，因为呢，我在我的税表上做了手脚。
So enclosed, you will find $100 that I owe the IRS.
所以呢，我就附上这100块钱呢，是我欠 IRS 的钱。
And then at the end of the letter, he wrote, "P.S. If I still can't sleep, I'll send you the rest."
他在信的后面又加上说呢，说如果我还是睡不好觉的话，那我就把欠你们其余的钱都还上。
Do you feel guilty because you did something that was really selfish?
你是不是你曾经做过非常自私的事情，让你觉得很内疚呢？
Has your desire to receive caused you to have cheated on your taxes?
因为你期望得到更多呢，是你是不是在你的税表上做了手脚作假？
Has your desire to receive caused you to be less committed to your family or to your church?
因为你想得到更多的话，你是不是没有忠心的来服侍你的教会和你的家庭呢？
Has your desire to receive caused you to cheat on your test?
因为你想得到更多，你是不是在你考试的时候也作弊呢？
Has your desire to cheat caused you to practice dirty office politics?
因为你想得到更多呢，所以你在工作的时候是不是也做一些小动作呢？
If so, your desire to receive has robbed you of one of the most important blessings of a giving lifestyle.
所以呢，你就是想得到更多呢，你就被剥夺了有一个过一个给予生活所带来的一个祝福。
You've been robbed of the blessing of a clean conscience.
就你就被剥夺了有一个清洁良心的祝福。
The third blessing of a giving lifestyle can be found in verse 32.
第三个祝福呢，可以在32节找到。
Now I commit to God and to the word of His grace, which can give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified.
如今我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道，这道能建立你们，叫你们和一切成圣的人同得基业。
The Apostle Paul reminded the leaders of the Ephesus church that God had given them an inheritance that they did not deserve.
保罗在这里提醒以弗所教会的长老们，他们神赐给他们在天上的产业是他们不应该领受的。
You see, the elders of that church had put their faith in Jesus Christ that he had died on the cross to take the punishment of their sins.
我们知道呢，他们以弗所教会的长老们，他们就是把他们信心呢建立在为他们的罪死在十字架上的耶稣。
And as a result, God had adopted them into his family and had given them an inheritance that they did not deserve.
因此呢，神呢就把他们算作是神家里的一员，而且呢赐给他们属天的产业。
So they had done nothing to deserve their inheritance in heaven, but since they knew that they had so much awaiting them in heaven, they should be willing to give more on earth.
所以他们知道他们所得的属天的产业完全是白白得来的。他们知道他们在天上真的是有很多，所以他们就愿意在地上生活的时候呢过一个给予的生活。
But even though the Apostle Paul indicates that every Christian receives an inheritance in heaven, he also says that some Christians will receive more of an inheritance than others.
但是保罗也提到，虽然我们每一个基督徒呢都能够得到属天的产业，但是有的人会得到更多的属天产业。
So rewards in heaven are the third blessing that a person receives from a lifestyle of giving.
所以呢，第三个祝福就是我们如果过一个给予的生活的话呢，我们就可以得到属天的祝福。
In five different places in the letters that the Apostle Paul wrote to the churches that are found in the Bible, he indicates that those people who live a lifestyle of giving will receive crowns in heaven.
保罗在他的书信里面有五个不同的地方都提到，就是说如果我们过一个给予的生活的话，我们就可以得到属天的冠冕。
But what are the crowns that we'll receive in heaven?
但是是什么样一个天上的冠冕呢？
Take a look at 1 Thessalonians 2 verse 19.
我们来看一下帖撒罗尼迦前书二章十九节。
For what is our hope, our joy, or the crown in which we will glory in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ when he comes? Is it not you? Indeed, you are our glory and joy.
我们的盼望和喜乐并所夸的冠冕是什么呢？岂不是我们主耶稣来的时候你们在他面前站立得住吗？
Crowns that we receive in heaven are not going to be huge gold things put on our head.
我们得到的属天的冠冕呢，不是说是一个很大的像金子一样的冠冕在我们头上。
Instead, the crowns that we receive in heaven are the lives that we influenced while we were here on earth.
相反的，我们所得到的属天的冠冕呢，就是我们在这个世界上生活的时候，我们所影响的那些人的生命。
The people that we influenced in heaven, they'll be there to welcome us once we get there, and they'll thank us for preparing them so that they could make it into heaven.
我们所收到的属天的冠冕呢，就是那些在我们世上生活的时候，我们所影响的人呢，他们将来在天上会欢迎我们，而且会感谢我们，我们为他们预备，就是可以走上这个属天的路呢所做的。
Well, the fourth blessing that a lifestyle of giving can be is found in verse 33.
第四个祝福呢，可以在三十三节看到。
Where the Apostle Paul says, "I have not coveted anyone's silver or gold or clothing."
保罗说呢，我未曾贪图任何人的金银和衣服。
The fourth blessing of a giving lifestyle is the blessing of contentment.
第四个过一个给予生活的一个祝福呢，就是一个满足的生活。
G.K. Chesterton once said, "There are two ways to get enough. One is to continue to accumulate more. The other is to desire less."
G.K. Chesterton 他曾经说过呢，有两个办法呢可以得到很多。一个呢就是你不断的来积累很多，另外一个呢就是你期盼的很少。
Content people are not imprisoned by the prison of envy.
一个非常满足的人呢，他们不会为嫉妒所困。
They're happy when other people receive more rather than being upset when other people receive more than they have.
当他们看到别人比他们多的时候呢，他们是为他们高兴，而不是呢会很生气。
They are happy because they know that they already have enough.
他们真的是很满足，因为他们知道他们已经有了很多。
And anything more that they get is not an entitlement, but actually it's only a blessing from the Lord.
额外的呢并不是他们应该得到的，而是完完全全是神的祝福。
Do you want to experience fulfillment, a clean conscience, rewards in heaven, and contentment?
你想经历这样一个完全的满足，而且有一个清洁的良心，还有一个在天上的赏赐这样的祝福吗？
Then during this Christmas season, start living a lifestyle of giving.
那在这个圣诞节的季节呢，你就开始过一个给予的生活方式吧。
For as Jesus once said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
因为主耶稣他这样说，施比受更为有福。
But what kind of gifts should we give this season?
但是在这样的一个季节，我们应该给什么样的礼物呢？
Well, some preachers like to use this verse to promote that people in the church should put more money in the offering bag.
有的慕道人呢，他们就鼓励众人来把更多的钱呢，放在那个捐款袋里面。
And there are passages in the Bible that do encourage people to put more money in the offering bag.
当然圣经上有经文呢、是确实鼓励大家要乐于捐赠。
But this passage isn't one of them.
但是呢这段经文呢并不是在讲 这样的事情。
Instead, the Apostle Paul reveals six gifts that we should give to others on a regular basis.
保罗呢在这里他讲到有六个礼物呢我们可以是在可以给的。
First gift that we should give can be found in verse 19.
在第一个我们应该给的礼物呢，就是在十九节。
I served the Lord with great humility and with tears, although I was severely tested by the plots of the Jews.
服侍主凡事谦卑，眼中流泪，又因犹太人的谋害经历试炼。
The first gift that we should give is the gift of service.
我们第一个可以给的礼物呢，就是服侍。
Many leaders have huge egos, and they expect their followers to serve them.
很多的领导人呢，他们是非常自我中心的，他们希望他们的追随人呢是服侍他们的。
In contrast, the Apostle Paul looked at leadership as an opportunity to serve his followers.
但是保罗这里指出呢，作为领导呢，是一个真的是一个机会来服侍大家的一个机会。
He was willing to do the jobs that nobody else wanted to do.
他愿意做别人不愿意做的任何事情。
So how can you give the gift of service this Christmas season?
所以在这个圣诞节的时候呢，你怎么样能够给服侍，怎么样能够付出这样服侍的这样一个礼物呢？
Some of us it might mean just helping out more around the house.
可能我们有一些人就是应该在家里应该做更多的事情。
For some of us it might be ringing the bells for Salvation Army.
可能对一些人来说呢，就是帮助救世军呢，在店里去摇铃。
For some of us, it might be inviting a student who is stuck here in Ithaca and can't go home, and just inviting them over for a meal this Christmas season.
可能我们有的人就可以邀请那些在城里走不了的学生嘛，可以到家里吃一顿晚饭。
For some of us, it might be to get more involved in some certain Christian ministry here at church.
可能有的人是应该在教会里面呢，参与更多的教会里面的服事。
The second gift that we should give can be found in verses 20 and 21.
第二个我们可以给的礼物呢，就可以在二十节到二十一节找到。
You know that I have not hesitated to preach anything that would be helpful to you, but have taught you publicly and from house to house.I have declared to both Jews and Greeks that they must turn to God in repentance and have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ.
你们也知道，凡与你们有益的，我没有一样必为不说的，或在众人面前，或在个人家里，我都教导你们，又对犹太人和希腊人证明当向神悔改，依靠我主耶稣基督。
Second gift that we should give is the gift of God's word.
第二个我们可以给的礼物呢，就是神的话。
Many preachers only want to say what will make them popular.
很多领袖呢，他们只想说可以让他们很受欢迎的话。
But the Apostle Paul was dedicated to tell people what they needed to hear, even if it wasn't what they wanted to hear.
但是使徒保罗呢，他就衷心的来教导众人。让他们听到他们应该听的话，而不有些甚至是他们不愿意听的话。
So who can you give the gift of God's word this Christmas season?
所以呢，在这个圣诞节的时候，你可以给什么样的人有神的话呢？
Maybe it's a non-Christian who does not really understand the meaning of Christmas.
可能是那些非基督徒，他们不知道圣诞节的意义到底是什么。
Maybe it's a church leader who needs some encouragement.
也可能是教会里的领袖，他们需要鼓励。
Or maybe it's a Christian that you know who strayed away from God and you need to confront them.
也有可能呢，是教会里的弟兄呢，他离开了神，你要劝解他。
Third gift that we should give can be found in verses 22 and 23.
第三个礼物呢，我们可以在二十二节到二十三节找到。
And now I'm compelled by the Spirit. I am going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there. I only know that in every city the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardships are facing me.
现在我往耶路撒冷去，心甚迫切，不知道在那里要遇见什么事，但知道圣灵在各城里向我指证，并说有捆锁与患难等待我。
The third gift that we should give is the gift of sacrifice.
第三个我们可以给的礼物呢，就是奉献。
Apostle Paul was committed to serve God no matter what the cost.
保罗呢，他就是下定决心要来服侍神，无论是是什么样一个情况。
Even if it meant that he would be sent to prison.
甚至意味着去坐监牢。
In what ways can you sacrifice for others starting this Christmas season?
在这个圣诞节的时候呢，你可以做什么事情来你可以做什么事情来奉献给他人呢？
Some of us may need to sacrifice our popularities by hanging out with lonely people who need some friends.
可能我们有的人应该就是应该放弃自己的娱乐来去陪伴那些孤单的有需要的人呢。
Some of us may need to sacrifice a dating relationship that's not pleasing to God.
可能有一些人呢，就是要放弃一个不讨神喜悦的一个男女的关系。
Some of us may need to sacrifice time so that we can help a person that is in need.
可能有的人是要放弃自己的时间呢，去帮助别人。
The fourth gift that we should give can be found in verse 28.
第四个我们可以给的礼物呢，可以在28节找到。
Keep watch over yourselves.
你要自己要谨慎。
Fourth gift.That we should give as a gift of the good example.
我们可以给的礼物呢，就是我们要有一个好的榜样。
Before the Apostle Paul tells these leaders to keep watch over their congregation, he tells them to keep watch over themselves.
在保罗提醒教会的长老们要看顾教会的群羊的时候呢，他首先提醒他们要谨慎，他们自己要谨慎。
This means that they should not flirt with sin.
这就意味着说他们不应该去招惹罪。
Means that they should not try to get as close as they can to sin without actually sinning.
他们不应该就说离罪非常近。
Instead, they should try to keep as far away from sin as they possibly can.
相反呢，他们是应该离罪越远越好。
See, it's not very convincing to tell people, do as I say, not as I do.
所以我们也知道呢，你如果告诉别人只是按照我说的去做，而不是按照我做的去做的话。
You see, our actions speak so loudly that people can't hear a word that we're saying.
我们知道呢，行动呢比说话更有说服力。
In what ways can you set an example during this Christmas season?
在这个圣诞节的时候，你可以做什么样的一个榜样呢？
For some of us, we may need to choose our entertainment choices more wisely.
对我们有些人来说呢，可能是我们要应该很要想一下我们应该选择什么样的娱乐的方式。
For others of us, we may need to keep watch over our language better.
可能有的人呢，是因为要看一看我们说话的时候要注意说话如何说话。
For others, it may be how we relate to the people of the opposite sex.
可能有些人呢，就是让我们注意一下，我们应该怎么样处理和异性的关系。
The fifth gift that we should be given is can be found in verses 28 through 31.
第五个我们可以给的礼物呢，可以在28节到31节找到。
Keep watch over all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood.I know that after I leave, savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock. Even from your own number, man will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after them. So be on your guard.
圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己的宝血所买来的。我知道我去之后必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间，不爱惜羊群，就是你们中间也必有人起来说悖谬的话，要引诱门徒跟从他们， 所以你们应当警醒，纪念我三年之久昼夜不住的流泪，劝诫你们个人。
Fifth gift that we should give is the gift of spiritual protection.
第五个我们给的可以给的礼物呢，就是在灵里的保护。
Paul knew that there are going to be some false teachers that were going to invade the church, and we're going to try to convince Christians to deny their faith.
保罗知道呢，将有假教师进来教会，而且要诱惑那些弟兄姐妹也脱离真道。
So he urged these teachers not to, that they should be aware of this problem and to protect their flock from wolves in sheep clothing.
所以他提醒长老们要注意这种情况，而且要保护他们的群羊呢，不受这些假道理的影响。
Who are some people that you may need to protect from these wolves?
有什么人是你应该从来保护他们脱离这样子残暴豺狼的攻击呢？
For some of us, it may be protecting naive, gullible young people who are being seduced by people that want to take advantage of them.
可能呢，我们是应该要就是要保护那些非常年轻天真的一些青少年们，他们可能被一些年长的人所诱惑。
For some of us, it may be a college student who is confused by secular humanism.
也可能是一些大学生呢，他们被世上的人文道理所迷惑。
For some of us, it may be a friend who is considering being converting to Mormonism.
可能也是有可能是我们的朋友，他们正在考虑要不要加入摩门教。
The sixth gift that we should give can be found in verse 34.
在第六个我们可以给的礼物呢，在34节可以找到。
You yourself know these hands of mine have supplied my own needs and the needs of my companions. In everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak.
我这两只手常供给我和同人的需要，这是你们自己知道的。
The sixth gift we should give is the gift of financial giving.
我们第六个可以给的呢，就是在金钱上的资助。
Well, in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, the Apostle Paul says that a minister of the gospel deserves to be paid well.
在哥林多前书第九章呢，保罗他说，神职人员呢应该有很好的收入。
But in spite of this, the Apostle Paul actually declined financial support when he worked with the people in Ephesus.
尽管如此呢，但是保罗呢，他就是放弃了以弗所教会对他的供给。
Instead, he probably got a job making tents.
相反呢，他可能自己就是找了一个支帐篷的职业。
And he not only supported his own ministry, he also supported the ministry of his companions.
他不仅呢资助供给自己的服事呢，他也供给他同工的服事。
And he also helped out the underprivileged in his community.
他也帮助那些穷苦的人。
If a person wants to go into the ministry so that he can get rich, he's in the wrong profession.
如果一个人呢，他想来就是做神职的工作，他是想为了发财的话呢，那他就选错职业了。
Instead, we as ministers need to set the example of sacrificial giving.
我们作为神职人员呢，就是应该有一个在金钱上乐意捐助的这样一个榜样。
So, who is an underprivileged person that you could help out financially?
所以什么人是在有需要的，你可以帮助的呢？
Maybe it's a person here in Ithaca, maybe it's a person in China.
也许呢是一个在Ithaca的，或者是在中国的一个人。
Perhaps you're thinking.I don't know anybody. I don't know any underprivileged person who needs my money.
或者你想，我也不知道有什么人他需要我金钱上的帮助。
So I'd like to offer two suggestions.
那我可以给你两个建议。
First, there's a ministry called Partners International.
第一个呢，这有一个组织呢，叫做国际伙伴机构。
They have a website called harvestofhope.org.
他们有一个网站呢，叫收获希望这样一个网站。
You can go to that website and order a gift for somebody in the third world country.
你可以上网呢，可以在网上可以给寄一个礼物。
For example, my father is a farmer, and this year he told my family, I don't want you to, I have too much things already. I don't want you to give me any gifts.
比如说我的父亲呢，他跟我说他已经有了很多了，他不想再收到从我这里收到什么。
He said, instead, give to somebody else.
他相反他说，那就你把东西给别人吧。
So I went to the website and I ordered a pig to be given to somebody in the third world.
Is that a true pig?
A pig.
A true pig?
A true pig.
所以呢，我就上网呢，就订了一个猪，是真的。
But what might even be better is to go out of your way to befriend somebody who has less than you.
所以呢，你看是不是很好？就说你要主动的去做一些事情来帮助那些有需要的呢？
And once you made friends with that person, look for ways that you can help them out financially.
如果你真的是跟他交朋友以后，你知道他有需要的话，你就可以帮助他，在经济上帮助他。
Sadie Syker served as a nanny for missionary kids in the Philippines.
Sadie Syker 呢，她是在菲律宾呢为就是传道人呢来看孩子。
She loved books.
她非常爱书。
And though she sent some of her though she lent out some of her books.She hid her favorite books in a footlocker that was underneath her bed.
虽然她呢可以把她的一些书呢跟别人来借阅呢，但是她把她自己最喜欢的书呢放在床下的一个鞋盒子里面。
One night she heard a gnawing noise under her bed.
有一天晚上呢，她听到她床下好像有什么东西在嚼的声音。
First she looked all over the room to figure out what that.Gnawing noise was, and then she discovered that it was actually coming from her footlocker.
开始的时候她在到处找，看看声音是从哪里来的。后来呢，她发现这声音是从那个鞋盒子里面出来的。
And when she opened up the lid, all that she saw was a pile of dust.
当她打开盒子盖的时候呢，她只看到就是很多的尘土。
You see, the books that she hid for herself had been eaten up by termites.
所以她这些她自己为自己存的这些书呢，已经被蚂蚁都咬掉了。
But the books that she lent away, she would still be able to read.
但是她借出去那些书呢，她还可以再读。
Sadie learned an important lesson that it truly is more blessed to give than to receive.
所以 Sandy 呢，他真的是有一个很好的教训，他真的是知道施比受更为有福。
Because what we give away, we actually keep.
因为呢，我们给的反而我们可以保留。
But what we hoard, we lose.
但是如果我们只留给我们自己的话，反而被失去了。
感谢保罗牧师的信息。
We thank Pastor Paul for his message.
真希望我们能够。